Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all come into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. Yep. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the hardest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To get started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT, super fantastic family. Today is Hump Day Wednesday, November the 24th, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with...
Right. Good morning, TNT. It is Hump Day Wednesday, so let's get over it. All right. Somebody was complaining about the music breaking up, not on their line. And I said, well, it's not breaking up on mine until it did. Anyway, we are here. Or this is still on there. So, anyway, check it out, right? You can see it. Some landline.
Nothing I can do on this end. They just hang up and dial back in. Maybe they'll get a better connection.
Okay.
No way I can fix it.
All right, guys. Now, let's get right down to it. I know Ray sent out a whole bunch of information yesterday. So let's hear what it was.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
I was going to see what you said. I know you did.
I do have an update, though, from what we shared on Monday. I have an update from what we shared on Monday. The person that had an appointment to go to the bank on Sunday, they went, but to no success. They thought they were going to exchange, but, you know, the rate was not live. And then they went back on Monday, and then the bank said, come back on Wednesday. So they're going back today.
Are they going back again this morning or later today?
Later today, in about another couple hours.
Okay.
That was a scheduled time. So to see if it will work this time or not.
I wonder why they keep telling them to come back or come at these times. What is it they expect to be happening? We just don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay.
Well, a lot of expectations.
All right, guys. A lot of good news going around. Answers. Texas still does not have any updates. They haven't been brought in. And I guess it's just going to be last minute if it, in fact, is going to happen. Oh, wait a minute. But he said he'll call me in 15 minutes, so we'll see. Who knows? I will be taking this phone call, just so you guys know. It believe you at some point if he does call me. That's for sure. All right. On the other news, everybody is saying could be any minute now. I'm just telling you guys that. D.C. is saying it. They still expected it before Thanksgiving, and they said that yesterday. The banks are saying it. The banks are have people on standby. Now, here's our debate. Some people say bank personnel work until 2 o'clock tomorrow. Some people say they're available after 2 o'clock tomorrow. What we do know is that all banks are usually closed on federal holidays. I've never known any bank to be open on a federal holiday. But we're still hearing any minute from the banks. Except one banker did tell us this morning if it did happen tomorrow, it would be after 5 o'clock tomorrow, probably after they think Thanksgiving is over. I just don't see it happening. They're sitting there right now saying any minute is cleared for any minute. And at this point, I think it's cleared for any minute after Friday's point. But not even that. And then it's Sunday in Iraq. So, I mean, and normal things do apply. So, good common sense, which I have a little bit of, just a little bit, tells me it's going to be Saturday before we see this, even though it's ready to go right now. But I could be wrong. They could do it on Friday, just as good. They could do it tomorrow. So I just don't expect it tomorrow morning, knowing they want people in the bank 2 hours after they make the announcement. I don't see it. So we heard about Saudi on Monday, about the rate being over there. The information we have, well, my guy in Iraq said, yes, it did change. But it changed with their I guess, business customers and people who have multi-currency accounts. Supposedly, with them, the rate is 481, and they are waiting for it to go. So, again, that is something between Iraq and Saudi Arabia, because none of the other countries, Kuwait or anybody else, has said they received a rate change for some reason. And maybe because the Saudi bank guy was over there and they made an agreement just to go ahead and do it. I don't know, but supposedly it did happen or is happening. And we got a guy going in tomorrow, and Ray told me to try and get a multi-currency account so he can verify it. And they told him to come in tomorrow. See how that goes. But there is something happening. It is at 481. And that's why I said we may see it. We could see it Friday, even though it's there Sunday, but Saturday is more likely because that's the first day to do business. But our numbers are, in fact, there. Our bank people are saying it could happen at any moment now. They were cleared. Our treasury guys said any moment now it's been cleared. So people are actually waiting for it. I think I told you that. Oh, no, I told those guys. I was in Zoom yesterday. I told them I hope it waits until Friday. I just don't see messing up people's Thanksgiving for us to get rich and for them to miss their families at opportune times and everything else. And I personally would not even go to the bank tomorrow to do an exchange and try and get the best results out of a guy that's all pissed off at me because his family's home eating turkey and he's sitting beside me trying to make me filthy rich. I'm not going to go do business with that guy. I'm going to wait. That's just my personal opinion. Right? Yeah. Did I leave anything out? Let me see. There are in Iraq some protests, demonstrations. Kids want jobs, services. In Kurdistan, they said they had live fire at some of the demonstrations. Didn't say anybody was killed, but they did say they had live fire and tear gas trying to disperse the crowds. But it was mostly people who had been promised jobs, economy and things. There's a lot of articles out about the exchange rate in the 22 budget being seen next year. And is it the truth or is it just a distraction? Is what we have to look at and see. The banks and everybody else are seeing this happening now. Their articles are saying, for some people, next year's budget is going to be in there. While they are actively running things on TV and classes on Jumbotrons, explaining to people how the new currency is going to work and how the three zeros are going to be eliminated. So it's a lot of confusion, but I think I told you guys 10 years ago, 15 years ago, how long we've been doing this. At the end, it would be very confusing, and they are intentionally doing that, making it look like it's happening now, making it look like it's happening later, and I've given you guys reasons why, because they can't tell them it's going to happen on Saturday. Today's Wednesday, and nobody in the country spends any money for 3 days. That just cannot possibly happen. Or everybody trying to hold it. Oh, here's the big thing, though. They did verify in Saudi Arabia, you cannot transfer more than 1 million dinar. Just like out of Iraq, in Saudi Arabia, you cannot transfer more than 1 million dinar. It is now illegal and above the limit. And we know 1 million dinar is only about $900 according to our exchange right now. But it must be something totally different in Iraq and in Saudi Arabia. The fact that you cannot transfer it out of the country, period. All right, let's get started.
Okay, RTG says, the bank source you mentioned said they were waiting on Treasury to give the final release. Then Tony said Iraq announced they have control. The question is, who has the say-so? Treasury Department or Iraq?
Well, Iraq can say whatever it wants, and Iraq could be totally right. But as far as our banks are concerned, they can't do anything until our Treasury tells them to. They say they got totally control and said, hey, we're going to change our rate at noon. Then the Treasury's not going to tell the banks until when? 5 minutes after noon. There's still a hierarchy. There's still a method to the madness. There's still a direction to go into. And our banks are directed by our Treasury. So even if Iraq is in full control, they have to relay it to the Treasury. The Treasury has to relay it to the banks. Our banks are never, ever, ever, never going to say, we're waiting for the CBI to change the rate. They're waiting to get their directions from the Treasury. It will always be that way. What's next?
Jimmy KC says a bit of confusion. 0.11 was said to be the base rate for less than 10 100 trillion ZIM notes. Then on September 12, the rate posted says the range was 0.70 to 1.00. But on Wednesday, the caller quoted the old rate of 0.11. And Tony said, yes, 0.11 is the base rate, or is it now 0.70? And is the max rate 0.70 or 1.00?
Is this the same Jimmy KC that's the translator?
Yep.
Or transcriber?
Yes.
Well, he's that confused. I wonder how he's doing anything. Anyway, no, I'm just messing with you. Listen. Because when we say 11 cents, was the 11 cent it was 10, 20 years ago before they decided to put six zeros in front of it. So I could say 0000011. Still comes out to 11 cents if we're doing the 100 trillion notes. But they put the zeros in front of it for all the other notes. So the six zeros are there. Six zeros, 11.
Okay, that's not the point. That wasn't the question. Hey, you still there?
Yeah. You can't hear
okay.
me?
I was making sure you could hear me because you were. That's not what the question was addressing. At
okay,
one point, it was point 11, but then on September 12, I gave the rates that the bank said they saw on the screen was 0.70 to 1.00. So now the question is, okay, is the lowest rate 0.11 or is it 0.70? That's what he wanted clarification on.
Okay, I don't even remember you giving those rates, did you?
Yeah, on September 12th I did, or the 13th, whatever day it was. I posted in the update section because that's what the bank gave us then. And we haven't received any new rates since then.
Well, far as I know, the lowest rate is 0.6011, which it has been for years. So that's the best answer I can give you, unless you know something else.
Nope.
I don't even remember seeing the ZIM at that rate, but I guess you did. Okay.
Okay. Sunstar says, any news or updates on the store or street vendors that you can share?
Nope. Haven't heard anything from them, any changes. Everybody's just waiting, I guess. I haven't heard them. Wait, I'm just trying to think. They did a couple weeks ago posted two rates, but we haven't heard anything since then. No?
Okay. As things stand now, do you believe any laws related to the RV have to go into the Iraqi Gazette?
I think all that has been accomplished. Everything that needed to be done that had to be put in law has already been done. We're just waiting, guys, I think, for the announce of the election results, because I still don't think they're going to do it before then. I know everybody thought that they were going to make those announcements again today, because they said in the next 2 days they were going to announce the results of the election. They haven't done that. And even this morning, they're saying it may be a couple more days before it actually gets completed. And that's where I think a lot of the confusion is going in, because people are basing things on what they say, not what they do. And they're anticipating them eventually doing what they say, and then let's go. And that's what everybody's all hyped up about. But they didn't make the announcement like they were today.
Okay.
Okay. What's next?
Jaws Mo says, can you please tell us what the Dom Street rate is now? Some time ago you said it's 80 cents.
The Dom Street rate? You mean the
That's
47
what,
yeah,
the question
cents?
Is.
Well, I
yes,
think 47
I
cents, yeah, is the base rate that we've got. So I don't know what was the last rate you gave me that was on the screen.
60. So I don't know
okay.
where they got 80 from, but
60 was the last that we got.
Yeah, that's the last thing we gave them was 60 cents for an introductory rate and up to two something. I forgot. But I know 60 cents was the new low rate that we had given. All right, Cirque7 says, question for Tony. What cigar do you recommend to enjoy after Thanksgiving dinner? Also, any recommendations for a cigar to celebrate the RV? Or would it be the same cigar?
Well, it depends on where you are in your cigar life. Okay, so I only smoke Maduros. I smoke the stronger cigars. I smoke LFDs because they are a strong Maduro cigar. But if you haven't smoked a cigar, I definitely don't recommend that. So you want to start off with what I call the candy canes. Those are the infused cigars, different flavors, chocolate, vanilla, you know, those type things. If it's your first cigar, just to get used to smoking, and then gradually go up the ladder. So if you're looking for an expensive cigar, you got the expensive taste, then you want to go with Opus X. And go with those. And actually, some of them, the Cameroons, are lighter cigars. If you just want to have an expensive cigar with a light experience, go with one of the Opus X. All right, what's next?
Nine Balls is, oh, have you received confirmation on Iraq opening the bank in Saudi? Yes. Okay. Jim and KC says, okay, did they announce election results? No, you addressed that already. So, that's it for the questions, with the exception of one member who is celebrating a birthday on today, and that is Kay, also known as Ocean Lover. So, Ocean Lover, happy birthday.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. Bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night to the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Wait, that takes us to live callers on the board. 404 area code. You were first.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your
hi.
Helping us the dots. Happy pre-Thanksgiving here on this, so we appreciate the call. On your opening comments, Tony and Ray, you had talked about the fact that there had been certain lucky folks who had been called in, but that they weren't able to facilitate them. I was curious to know whether or not they were being kind of tantalized with actually seeing anything on the screens at the time. Were the screens completely blank? Bank screens.
No details were given other than it didn't happen, and they were told to come back Monday, and now they're told to come back on Wednesday. But I didn't get any other details.
Okay. The other question here was the comment that all of the sources are all seeming to be singing from the same page, the same hymnal kind of thing, with the commentary that the UST was saying that it's been cleared and therefore it could be happening at any time. With the fact that it's been cleared, is this like a cleared for a certain window, and then if it goes past that window, then they have to start over again? Or is this now a kind of permanent thing that, yes, it's been okayed, and now they just have to wait for the go sign without the risk of it not being cleared?
Okay, we don't know that it's a window because they didn't say that. You know, it's between now and Monday or through there. They say it could happen at any minute. That's what they're saying. That's what the banks are saying. That's what Iraq is saying. It could happen at any minute. So everybody's anticipating something at any minute, not a week from now or a month from now, and they didn't say any restrictions. We know before throughout the years, and what you're asking was they had to have it cleared every Monday once they started doing it, because the clearance only lasted for a certain period of time before they had to go in and reset everything. Well, we haven't heard that lately, and our council guy didn't give us any of that. This morning, he just said what they were, it has started. So that's where we're still at.
Okay. Well, that was the kind of the uneasiness that I was feeling of, okay, I like the terminology that it's been cleared, but, you know, is it in a parameter of cleared between this point and this point, and after points, you know, B, C, or whatever, then it has to start over again. So I'm glad they didn't really make that clarification, I guess.
But
10 days from
it September, could be just that way, though, because we know it used to be. But nobody said it this time, so I wanted to make
mm-hmm.
sure of that. Okay.
Yeah, okay. Okay, well, 10 days from whenever, that's our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project. In the interim then, I just wish you guys and your families a very happy Thanksgiving, as well as all of the TNT listeners. May this be our last broke Thanksgiving. So keep our fingers crossed.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, this should be interesting.
Give me a hole if you got your funky bus fare. Double dutch bus coming down the street. Moving dirty bass over the shuffle low beach.
281, area code, you're on.
Let me say this first. I want you guys to know that everybody listen. I went into, what is it called?
Zoom.
Oh, yeah. I went through the Zoom thing yesterday, which I've only been, I think, once before, maybe twice. But I was in there. How many people did you have, Ray?
90, I think about 94, topped out around 94.
So we had 94 people in a Zoom meeting yesterday where I got to see everybody and talk to everybody since it was a Zoom meeting, which was great. Everybody got to see me, something that normally doesn't happen. But I will tell you guys this. She was just as annoying in Zoom as she is on this call. It was no different, I'm telling you. It was no different.
And Tony
took over the whole call.
Her feelings were hurt because she thought you didn't realize it was her.
I knew it was her. What are you talking about?
He said he must didn't see me. He didn't say anything.
Yeah. He was just as annoying. What do you want?
Let me see here. I just quit your mess. Ooh, I didn't, because I thought
everything. I didn't ask too many questions. Oh, my God.
Is that what you thought?
Well, hello, Mr. Tony, and hello, Mr. Ray. How you guys
doing
today?
Hey there.
I'm super fantastic.
To the nth degree.
Well, good. Okay, so my first question is, have you heard from your committee guy with an update? I know you said y'all were still waiting for him to give you guys some information or at least update you.
We have still not gotten hold of him other than what he texted us. So that it was that had been gunning there. So no, we didn't get any additional information. And the same thing with Texas, except for he told me he was going to call me back in 15 minutes during this call. So I'm still waiting for that to see if it happens.
Uh-huh.
He was in a meeting. We'll see.
I know in your opening statements you said that Sunday, I guess, you feel that could be closer to the time that would happen, and then you said Saturday. And then I was going to ask you why, but I think you answered it. You said because one of those days is the first day of the week for them. And you
Saturday
and you, so,
is the first day of the week for them, yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So as far as them sharing the information or at least updating them and educating them still on the Iraqi television, a lot of stuff that comes out on the television, they don't necessarily share a whole lot in the articles. So that article that came out today about them adjusting, you know, or the exchange rate and all of that, not everything is being shared in that article as to what they're sharing with them on the television. So do you think that, I know you said that a lot of this stuff is to confuse them and probably anybody else that's watching this closely. I thought that was kind of a misdirection article in a way because of the things that it shared in there. But really, it's here. That's kind of what I get from that. I think they are just trying to throw people off. How do you feel about that? I mean, I know some parts of that article is true, of course, because we know they are trying to adjust the rate and work on it. But do you feel like some of it was misleading in the article?
Well, I feel like when they come out and say the 22 budget will have the new exchange rate, or when they say the rate can't be changed, because they said that, because it's already in the 22 budget, was built at the old rate, all that I feel is misdirecting. Because it's telling people that it won't be done,
right.
You know, or that they can't change it. When they say they were successful in changing the rate the way it is and the benefits that they got out of it, is all true, but it increased their economy, made things there. So there's some truth and some misdirection mixed in there, especially when they're telling them nothing can happen until next year. That,
right.
You know, including the budget, or the next government will have to decide what happens, when that in fact is not true, because they put out articles all the time saying only the CBI can determine when, where, and how the rate is changed. So why are they putting out all this other mess about the government requirements and the budget requirements and everything else when the CBI has the full authority to change the rate? So yeah, it is misleading, but at the same time, they are educating them.
Yes. Yep. And I feel we're closer than not now. And why are they putting all of this out now? We know they've been talking about the rate for many, many weeks now, but I just feel like we're real close. And that article was just the key piece to the puzzle. So, okay, well, those are all the questions that I have. Hopefully, the Texans get back with you guys. It's some good news, and I'm hoping the committee guy get back and y'all could share something with us to get us even more excited. So I'm ready. I am ready. So y'all have a good Thanksgiving.
I'm ready, too. Huh? Okay.
Okay.
You coming back in Zoom so you can share some stuff with us? That's what you're going to do when you get some stuff? Hello.
Oh, it might happen, but more importantly, I'm checking my mailbox to see if I got what I asked for. How about that?
I know that's right. You got to do what to do. I know it. Hey, I get it. Okay. Well, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Just so you guys know, in Zoom yesterday, I was talking to some of the people from the South, and I asked them to send me some brains. I don't know if you guys are aware, you know, brains in a can, food that you mix with eggs, people have for breakfast down in the South. And my wife wanted some chow chow. So, but a bunch of people said they're going to send it, but we'll see what happens. All right, what's next, Ray?
360 area code is next. Walt, you're on.
Yo, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. It's Walt.
Hey, sir.
Well, I first thing that dawned on me, I thought, you know, I don't think that bus lady's the right name. I think it should be flat tire. Hell no. And so just I'll offer that as something for the future to. Because maybe she's thinking bus lady derogatory, a nickname. So I don't know, just a thought I had. Tony, any comments on the militia or the thing they talked about having to turn in their weapons and that kind of stuff and their public appearances with weapons and so forth? Has there been any change in that?
So they had a meeting yesterday with Maliki, some of the militia leaders, and UN representatives. Did you see that article? Did you read it?
I did not.
Okay. So anyway, the UN was reading their assessment of the elections and everything, and told them there was no fraud, no malice, no this. And they actually threatened the UN representative if she didn't redo the statement, and they ordered that she would be killed. So they came out with an outright threat. And they said Maliki left before the threat was given, but it was given, and she accepted it. And said it still won't be no change. So we'll see with that fact. And it was all Iranian backed, but nothing has happened yet. But they are still threatening to do something.
Okay, so that hasn't been addressed. And as far as Maliki goes, because his deal was he was supposed to behave, or else he was going to end up in the clink, right? Is that what they said?
Yep. Maybe that's why he left before they gave out the threat. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
I will tell you guys this, though, so you know. Sadar came out this morning and said there will be no sharing of the government. He said, I won't participate. There will be no losers get a piece of the pie, but I won't participate. He said it's going to be a majority government. It's going to be governed right. He said, I supported Iran for 9 years, and I no longer do. He said that in his statement this morning, that I'm about the Iraqi people and the losers lost. I'm paraphrasing here. And they need to accept that because that's how the government's going to be. It's going to be a majority government. So Maliki, Amiri, Abadi can all forget controlling anything. It's basically laid it out there. He said the Kurds and the Sunnis have now joined with him. And he's trying to get the independents. And said they need to make their decision right now. He said because the independents were trying to sit in the middle. Today he said they need to make their decision which side they're going to be on because the majority is going to rule. Anyway, just so you know, they're not worried about Maliki anymore, I guess.
Well, that, you know what, and plus his, if there's going to be no spot in the government, then his immunity goes out the window too, right?
Yeah. Now, it's not saying he won't have a spot in the government. It's just saying he won't be a decision maker in the government.
Huh.
Okay. You know, kind of like, and guys, don't take it personal. I want everybody to understand. Right now, the Republicans in the House really don't have a voice. They really don't have a voice in the Senate except, what's his name? The guy from Virginia can't decide if he's a Democrat or a Republican. So they're still in the government. They still hold their position. But right now, nobody cares what they say because they don't have the numbers. That's how Maliki's going to be. He'll still be in there. He'll still represent his party. But nobody cares what you think. Because all of our numbers are going to outweigh your numbers every time. So they won't, you know, what Maliki was trying to do with force and say, hey, we still get some power. And he's saying, no, you don't.
Hmm. Okay, well, boy, oh, boy. One more day and I'm right. And that's a dangerous thing. I'm not used to that. Anyway, well, happy Thanksgiving, Ray. Happy Thanksgiving, Tony. And I'll look forward to now, you did say, Ray, that there would be a Friday call, yeah?
No, Friday's not a holiday, so that was my thought.
I like how you think. Isn't that how
absolutely
the thing goes?
There'll be good a Friday call if everybody can get out of their coma from eating all that turkey and ham and stuff.
You know, back when my hospital days, Tony, you know what the busiest day of the year was in the emergency room?
Well, Thanksgiving, everybody's stuffing themselves.
Yeah, because people would bring on what's called an acute abdomen. Now, that doesn't mean a sexy, funny abdomen. It means one that is killing you because it's distended and things are backed up and not moving and you're miserable. So that's something for people to realize that I've always enjoyed the leftovers. And that means you can take it easy on the main courses on the first day, and you'll prevent a sudden, unexpected trip to the hospital. So just food for thought. No pun intended.
Hey, well,
if people
just
don't
texted
realize
me and said Black Friday is what they thought was the day that put most people in the hospital.
Well, there's people that can end, but that's usually from heart problem.
Yeah, fighting, trying to get through the front door and everything, which is ridiculous.
Exactly
to me.
Right. Trampling injuries.
Yeah. But
all
people
right, well,
don't realize that you do eat yourself into a coma. And people have done that before, just
yep
overstuffing, and blood pressure goes up, blood sugar goes up. That's why people get sleepy after they eat, because they're literally eating themselves into a coma. But anyway, we'll be here. We'll do a call.
Tony, you have a lot of medical knowledge. I'm impressed. That's
okay.
Sometimes that's all hearsay, but you seem to be pretty well. Those are preventative things, I hope. So mind your manners,
well,
and
well,
make sure you have
share
a cigar instead of the second helping.
Okay. Wait, Ray was saying something.
Well,
what'd you say?
I said I have a lot of medical knowledge, too. I just don't share it.
No, okay.
Well, hey, I'm telling you, Zoom is on fire as far as I'm concerned, Ray. I mean, it is. The guys meeting the guys and the gals that are on there is great. And the sharing of information and so forth, and getting to know the faces with the names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but
pretty good.
Yeah, it's terrific. All right, you guys. Have a
all
great
right
holiday. We'll look forward to Friday.
Okay.
All
take
right
care.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, and I actually had a good time on Zoom yesterday, meeting some people, seeing them. It was good. All right, wasn't it?
All right, 386 area code, you're on.
Yep, good morning, guys, and good afternoon. How are you today?
Super fantastic. How are you doing?
10th degree.
I'm super fantastic, and everything's going great. I only have one question. Tony, you were talking about what the Treasury said. I didn't catch it. You were going so fast because you were telling us about the banks and could go on Friday or Saturday, and then you said something about the United States Treasury. That's the part I didn't hear.
I was talking about the Treasury. I said the banks are waiting for the Treasury to give the go-ahead. And everybody said it's a go, and it could happen at any minute. They didn't give us the minute, but they said it could happen at any minute, and that's what they're waiting for.
Okay, so I got it wrong. The United States Treasury didn't give a go for any minute.
No, they didn't give a go. They're saying it's clear to go. And the banks are saying they're waiting for the U.S. to give them the go.
Okay, I just needed to reword it just a hair. Okay, well, I appreciate that very much, young people. Congratulations to everybody. Good luck. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving tomorrow, and I hope to talk to you again on Friday. Have a good day. Thank you. God bless you.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Thank you. 281 area code, you are on.
Hello, good afternoon and good morning.
Greetings.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree.
Great, just great. Well, I have a question and I'm trying to see how to put it. Tony, is it something specific that Houston is waiting on or looking for to hear? Pacific. Or is it just to go ahead?
They're looking to move their people, and they're probably waiting until they know definitively or closer to the actual go time. I'm thinking, because I don't know, because they're not telling them anything. They're not putting them on alert, standby. They're not giving them a window. They're not doing what the rest of the country is doing. Now, it may just be the fact that they know we are watching Texas and we anticipate it. So they're going to do it at the last minute. It may be because they know this call is being broadcast in 44 different countries that they're not giving out that final piece of information protecting the process itself. I don't know why they've been doing Texas the way they are. We do know it's not going without Texas. The servers are in Texas. The guy who created this is in Texas. And it's been approved out of Texas. But as long as they're getting the rest of the country ready and built up, we can say put all the pressure on Texas, give them 2 hours to get in there and do what they need to do. And we'll see what happens. Okay?
Okay, now correct me, because I just want to make sure. It was created.
Great. There's a bunch of noise in the background. You're doing something. Somebody's doing something. Okay, what are you saying?
Was it created in the Galleria? Do you know?
In the Galleria? In the mall?
Uh-huh. No, it's the Galleria area. Let me put it like that.
Okay.
Maybe.
Created in Washington, D.C., when George Bush was the president. Him and Tony Blair came up with the idea, okay? George Bush now lives in Texas.
Right.
So the guy who created it is in Texas. He created it when he was the president of the United States in Washington, D.C.
Okay, I have to get my question together and ask again next time because it's something else I was trying to say. I have to get it together.
The Galleria? But this is it. It is all maintained on a server in Houston.
I was just asking the area. Did you know the area? Okay. okay, because I went to one of the main banks, and when Danny came on and said that they were selling the dinar, not the dinar, I'm sorry, the Vietnamese dong, so I went to one of the main banks, and I just knew that they had went back to selling it, but they hadn't. So I went to another one of the main banks, and they were selling it, and they had went up some. Does that mean anything because the prices went up on the Vietnamese dong?
Well, prices fluctuate with the market, so that doesn't. But somebody sent me yesterday while we were on the Zoom call that they purchased dong at Chase yesterday.
Right. Well, I don't know if it's different states or what, because I know here where I'm at, they went up $12. So that's why
he paid $100.20, he said, for 2 million dong.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, well, I got more than 2 million. I got a lot. And he was telling me how much it was per million. And then he did tell me that they did have the Indonesian rupiah. And he told me how much that was per million. And so I was just wondering, did that mean, did it have a significant meaning behind it? Okay, all right, thanks. You all have a great day. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you.
You too.
All right.
Be good and tell your husband I said happy Thanksgiving too.
All right, 972 area code, you are on.
Hey, fellas, Danny and Dallas.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's Friday, isn't it? No, it's almost Friday on Thanksgiving week. There, I'm not working tomorrow, so I'm in good shape. Good questions, good answers. All that's pretty exciting. For them to make it before Thanksgiving, they're going to have to hustle. Because right now it's about 9 p.m. their time. I'll take it on a Texas time Thanksgiving. No questions asked. But I'll just remain optimistically content with plans ahead. I heard a story. It applies. This was from a helicopter pilot. I heard it on the news today. He said you need to always be prepared for your last flight. And he was talking about physical and mechanical and spiritual. So that's where I'd like to be, always prepared for that last flight. Now, my questions have to do with the exchange. We talked last time about the likelihood that the fees or commission may be optional depending on the volume that you have. Do you know any other volume-affecting criteria that needs to be generally shared with the community? Volume-affecting criteria.
No, not other than the rate, because it's going to be affected by the volume that you have.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it was
okay.
A fee, but that's about it that I know of. I mean,
I couldn't conceive of anything, but I'm not in the know like you two are, so. That makes,
well,
that makes
I'll tell you one more thing, and yeah, that is the location of your exchange is determined by the volume you have, okay?
Okay, elaborate, please. What do you mean, location? So in a big city or a little city?
I mean from the hidden office building to one of the local banks.
Okay.
From a private location. So, like...
Okay.
Right now, if you have a Wells Fargo account, Chase account, whatever, at a certain level, you don't go to the bank. You see those office buildings with Wells Fargo on them or Chase on them. And
gotcha.
They're actually private banks. You got to go through a locked door. You got to be escorted in. That's
gotcha.
Where people are going to have their exchanges at. Okay.
All right. And that'll be coordinated, you suppose, by the call center because of the
volume.
Yeah,
by the call
reporting.
Center.
All
yep,
right.
That's why they're asking you what you have, how much, so they can send you to the right location.
Okay. Well, that's, I hadn't adjusted my thinking that direction. That's good to know. It's almost automatic when you tell them your volume. That's good. Okay. Boy, that's as little time as we have left, I guess I ought to be content with that information and listen intently to the rest of the call. So I'm replacing a floor underneath the toilet right now, which is not the most pleasant job to have. I better get back to work so I can finish. I told everybody I'll be available until I'm rich. Yes.
All right.
Have a good day, fellas. Thank you.
All righty. Take care. 610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Greetings.
How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another dynamite day here in the USA. Long version here. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy time in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfro. And please remember to include your phone number on those checks and money orders. This way it makes it easier for Ray to track all those payments as they come in. For those of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find instructions to utilize the credit or debit card of your choice. Look for the Click Here instructions. Click on those Click Here instructions. You'll then be taken to another page that has a menu of payments that you can choose from. Choose the payment you want to send in. Click on that payment. You'll then be brought to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name, your credit card information, and your address. In the block where you type in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number. Again, that makes it easier for Ray to track those payments as they come in. Again, to donate electronically, go to the TNT Super Fantastic website, click on that red payment button, scroll down to where you will find instructions to use the credit card or debit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. You'll then be brought to a menu page where you can choose the payment that you want to send in. Click on that payment. You'll then be brought to another page where you will fill in your email information, your name, your address, and your credit card information. In the block where you type in your name, after you have typed in your name, hit the space bar twice and type in your phone number. That way it makes it easier for Ray to track all those payments as they come in. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And as always, Ray and Tony, thank you again for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, Know Your Worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving to your families and all the TNT families. Thank you very much. May you all be blessed.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours also. We appreciate you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. 941 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon, gentlemen, and thank you for being here all these years. Appreciate all you've done. A couple of questions. Ray, you mentioned the other day that on the forum I could find the utopian way to for gift giving. I went and looked and was unable to access that webinar. I just couldn't get in. I found it on the forum, but I was unable to make to get into it.
I think that one expired.
Oh,
so that's probably
okay.
Why you can't play it back now. So we'll have to find another way to make that available for you.
All right. When
you
will you do
cell
that?
Phone?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll text some information to you when I get it set up so that you can access it. I'll send you a text to
Great.
Tell you how you can pull it.
I appreciate that.
Okay.
Also, Tony, as I understand it, the exchange is a two-parter. Three or four people from the bank who determines who will determine what rate you get. Is there something we should be doing to give us, at that first meeting, that first exchange situation, something we should be doing to advocate for higher rate?
What you should be doing is knowing what you want when you go in the door. So asking for the highest rates available, agreeing mm-hmm. to the longest turn. I mean, in my aspect of doing it, that's what I'm going to be doing. You don't have a choice. Like, you can predetermine it based on how much you have, how much you're willing to leave, and how unfortunate as it is how impressive you are to them. Now, every bank has already told me that. If they're not impressed, they're not going to offer you the highest rate. If they think you have no clue what to do with it. So it's all about your conversation and how you present yourself. So again, what we've been talking about for the last 10 years, if not more, is going into the bank with an idea of what I want to leave. But throughout conversations, it don't have to be bullet points. It doesn't have to be with an attitude, but you have to let them know, hey, I know about fractional banking, this because you guys are going to make all this money here. I know about overnight when you get the interest rate, you're going to make all this money. I just want my little piece of the pie. What do I want? Well, I'm hearing that, you know, at $300 million, this bank is giving out 15% interest a year, and they're paying it monthly, quarterly, whatever you want to do. I just want to know, can you guys match that? I'm hearing blah, 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 and make it part of the conversation, not a challenge, not a statement. This is just what we're doing. And they can say, okay, this person is knowledgeable. They know. And this is what I plan on doing, guys. I'll leave you 30, 40%. You do this, but I still need you to help me. How is that? Well, I want to be involved in all your IPOs that you have. I want to be involved in your business deals. I want to be offered these perks. And they say, okay. This is not somebody just putting money in the bank and going to run in down the street and take it all out. So it's how impressive you are to them will determine how much you get offered and for how long.
Yeah, should we mention, Tony, a plan or to do something to pay it forward to a charitable type thing we might set up with a foundation?
Yeah. I don't care what those other guys tell you guys about charities and that. Banks are not charities, and they don't really care that you're giving money away. They want to see how are we going to make money with this money, okay? They're telling you you got to have humanitarian projects to get this money. A bank is not trying to give away money. They're trying to keep money. You got some business ideas that's going to make us some more money. We're going to grow more interest. I'm going to give it to you. Before I'm going to give it to this guy that says, well, I plan on giving $100 million away or $500 million away or creating this humanitarian project. Now, it's nice to have. You should have. We should be able to share. But I don't think that's what banks are looking for, to give money away. Banks are a for-profit business, and that's what they're looking for.
So you would not recommend mentioning what foundations I might be wanting to set up?
I'm probably not going to, because, again, why am I going to give you the money so you can give it away when I can give it to Tony and he's going to invest it back with us?
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for your answers.
And
have a
great
Thanksgiving.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Bye-bye. 206 area code, you are on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you and to everyone on the air with us.
Likewise.
Ray, yesterday, thanks very much, friend. It was Wednesday, I guess, that you said, Ray, that there was a way we could go to the website and sign up for an email notification that would level out any of the variance between tweets coming out and blasts and tweets on the website. Now, I, Ben Franklin, have been with you for many years in the chat room and on the board, and I have never gotten any emails. And I went and searched the website, TNT Fantastic, Super Fantastic. I couldn't find a place to sign up for email notifications. Where would I do that?
Okay. You would go to the latest blast and tweets folder in the forum.
Yeah.
And as soon as you open that up, look down in the bottom right corner and you'll see the word subscribe. Just click on it. And so then what you're doing is you're subscribing so that whenever there's a post in that section, you will get an email immediately telling you something new just got posted there.
Okay. So it's gonna tell me what just hit the blast and tweets. Is that it?
Right. Right. And you can do that for every thread that's in the forum if you want to be receiving notifications every time somebody posts something in the different threads. The different folders, rather.
Okay.
And that folder, I think, is the main one you want to get notifications on, because that's the only one that I post updates in, the latest blast and tweets.
Right.
Just before we send it through Twitter, I have to put it in there first. And then the minute I put it there, members who subscribe find out immediately that there's new information being posted in the latest blast and tweet section.
Great. And then that I'm taking it to mean would be the very best way to make sure that you got a notice of 800 numbers out and that sort of thing. Am I right?
Right. Anything that we're communicating to the members goes there, and then we send a tweet out to let people know that, or at least I do. Now, sometimes Tony will send tweets out on things that he wants to send out that's not in the latest blast and tweets. So to make sure you get anything and everything that Tony sends out, you need to make sure your Twitter account is open to receive the Twitter tweets. And then anything other than that, I'm putting it in the latest blast and tweet, so folks there will get it.
It used to be that I could get Twitter stuff just popping up on my cell phone, but then that went away. I have never, ever had a Twitter account. So I can still go to Twitter and follow you, and I just have a screen there where I can go and constantly refresh to see what you're doing on Twitter. That's the best I can do with Twitter. But am I right that you now must have a Twitter account in order to be able to follow the TNT team?
And receive the messages, yes. You need to have your own Twitter account in order to follow us. And then when we post something in Twitter, you will receive a notification to your Twitter account, which should show up on your device, that a tweet just went out.
Okay. And then
you got to go to notifications, though, so that it'll pop up on his phone. Got to change the notifications.
Right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. And what about that, Tony, on your phone? What about the notification change? Because I used to just get them. They just pop up. And then it stopped popping up. And I never
go into Twitter and see your notifications so it will. And then in your phone in settings, go down to Twitter and it'll notify you and turn it on.
Okay. Okay, good. Thanks. And Ray, I asked
yes, sir.
You last time about a charity that's dear to your heart, that after this is over, those of us who haven't been able to majorly contribute to the call support could contribute to something that's dear to your heart. Did you come up with something?
Not yet, but I'll post it in the forum when I do, and you'll be able to spot it. It'll be easy to notice.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Then I wanted to say something along those lines because it's Thanksgiving. And that is when some of us have had money in the past, don't have money now. Some people are going to have money for the first time. But there's something happens when you have money that if people haven't experienced it before, they will experience it. And that is that all of a sudden you find it hard to give gifts to other people you know have money, because the thought comes and the fact is they already have more than enough money that they could get any kind of thing, THING, that they want. And so when you move to the other side of having wealth, one of the things we have to really keep in mind is to be creative about ways to give, even to people who have a great deal of money. And the simple way that people might get around it is that they just get lazy about giving. Oh, Charlie already has everything he needs. He doesn't need anything. We all need things, not necessarily material things. So one of the things in our transition thinking that I'd encourage everybody to consider is how to give to people who have a great deal in ways that will be meaningful and helpful and really special to them. I think that many of us haven't thought about that yet, and at Thanksgiving time, that would be a beautiful thing to think about. And any ideas that you and Tony have to inform us and suggest along those lines, I think would be a really great thing to just chat about here on Thanksgiving Day.
Okay. Point well taken.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Good thoughts. All right. Yep. Thank you. We'll see what we can come up with.
Happy Thanksgiving, all right, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. All right, 414 area code, you are on. You are on. Okay, 419 area code, you are on.
Hello?
Hello.
You hear me?
Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Okay. This window was supposed to be before this week before Thanksgiving, and now we're going to be past Thanksgiving, and every year it's the same thing. I'm not picking on you guys. You guys are just relaying the message, but is this ever going to go?
Well, we hope so. That's the plan for it, too. Things change, but, yeah, I do believe it is going to eventually go. I can't tell you the moment in time, but I do believe it's going to go.
Well, I wish I could ask a more intelligent question. I mean, we're all waiting, and you know, I'm not picking on you guys. You guys do a grand job. I just wonder why it's always a hold up. It's another year. You know, we're going to have it before Thanksgiving. Well, Thanksgiving's tomorrow, and you know,
the best laid plan of mice and men always gets what amended, and it does. They lay out a plan. They said, this is what we want to do. It's just not what they do. Somebody's always fighting against it, and we know that. Things are always changing. But they do have a goal in mind. They just can't quite reach their goal without something changing, something happening. Right now has been the smoothest time we've had in 10 years of things getting accomplished and moving in a timely manner, straightforward manner, without war breaking out, people getting assassinated, bombs exploding, government changing. This is the smoothest it has been. I'm hoping it happens right now. And I don't care if it went till January the 15th. It's still the smoothest it's been in 10 years, which I hope it doesn't go to. But based on what everybody's saying, what everybody's doing, hopefully this thing will be over with. If not by the time we wake up Friday morning, at least by the end of the month, it'll be over with Tuesday morning. It should be over with.
All right. Because I got myself in the jam. Not why everybody else needs to be in an emergency, but I help out a couple of families and stuff, and you know, I used to have a good deal of money, and I make $100. I put 80 in the bank. Well, over the years, that's gone. I went in one day, and I couldn't pass a physical to work no more, and I got heart problems, and pretty soon I got nothing. And
yes, sir.
I'm going to lose my house by the end of the week, and. And I got other people I helped out that got like kids in another country, and they got nothing. So
right,
I'm not picking on you guys. You guys do a swell job. I mean, it's always going to happen. You got your treasury. It's always something, but it never happens. So
right, time will tell. Just hang in there. That's all we can do until it happens.
I'm sorry to hear about your house, though, but I think we're close. I really do. I think we're close.
I wish it happened now. I wish it happened tomorrow. I'm praying it happened on Thanksgiving. I'll go in there and I'll tell the God thanks. He just saved my house.
Okay. Yes, sir. We understand.
All right.
All right. Well, you hang
have
in
a
there.
Nice day. I'm sorry.
All right.
I don't
need
to call. All
right. Sir.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye, sir.
Bye-bye.
919 area code. You are on.
Hey, you guys, how you doing?
Hey, fabulous, sir, to the nth degree.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Most of my questions have been answered. I can't remember what the lady, what bank she was referencing. I had stepped away from the phone. I came back on. She was talking about the interest rate, but I had probably got on the call because I went to Chase yesterday and found out that they are actually still selling dong and was able to purchase $3 million for $150.30. So I just kind of wanted to inform you.
How much?
$3
million. Oh, $3 million. Yeah, okay.
$3
million. I had a guy yesterday purchase $2 million for $100.20. So, okay.
Okay. Thanks for sharing.
And, yes, sir. And the gentleman that just got off the call, you may want to take a look at a program called NACA. It's NACA.com. They help people with housing situations.
NACA.com.
I appreciate you guys.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Yep. Hopefully you heard that. Take care.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, sir.
You guys take care.
Yep. All right now. 918 area code. You are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good day to both of you and happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, sir.
This is Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
I've been listening to the call. I wanted to make a few comments if I can.
Okay.
Ray knows that I have some pretty good intel contacts, but
mm-hmm.
he doesn't know them all. I wanted to say this. We're close, but no cigar yet, Tony. We can see now throughout the world, and especially in this country, in Iraq, there is a lot of propaganda, and people latch on to that propaganda, and propaganda, it comes quick, it's new, it's shiny, and people latch on to it. The truth takes a long time, and the truth will come out. I will say this, there's a lot of propaganda on Maliki, and from my sources, no, he will not be a part of that new government. He will be going down for treason.
Okay.
And a lot of things, too. Yes, the Treasury has cleared it. And Texas and other people calling in, why hasn't this happened now? From my source, we are waiting on one specific item. And that item will come from this country. That is
okay.
what I have been told. I just wanted to share that.
All right. Thank you, sir. I do appreciate it.
You bet.
All right.
Oh, no. No. Hold on. Hold on.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
So what is that one item we waiting for, and who is it? I'm going to give you what I get. So tell me who it is.
Okay. I knew you would weigh in this one specific
right.
This one specific item I am getting from a statesman here in this country. Do I know what it is? Yes. Can I reveal it? No. Will you know it? You'll know it big time when it happens. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
All right.
We appreciate it.
You betcha.
All right.
All right.
Thank
you, sir.
You bet.
All right. 954, area code. You are on. 954. You are on. Okay. You're off. 702, area code. You are on.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey.
It's been a long time since we spoke.
Okay, good morning.
So I'm glad to hear we're close, but I just had to relay this to you. I distinctly remember in early November hearing it would happen before Thanksgiving. The problem is that when November was 2011, 10 years ago. So once again, this will be the 11th Thanksgiving they fail us. My question is simply, how do all these crazy intel providers and gurus get any sleep at night after all the nonsense we've heard all these years? But anyway, I hope you're right, and I hope we're close, and thank you for all your intel.
All righty. Thank you, sir.
Well, let me tell you something. I was woke at 4 o'clock this morning getting intel, as it was on Monday morning, Tuesday morning, and I was going to go back to sleep, take a nap when Ray called me, and I had to do this call. So that's how hard it is to get some sleep. Okay? So it's not easy in the middle of the night when I get phone calls. It's not easy, but somebody thinks it's important, and I got to listen to it anyway, even if it's not important, because somebody thinks it is, and it doesn't happen. But again, yeah, we've been going through this process for 15 years. You've been going through it for 10 years. I've been going through it for 15 years, I think. I've been going through it for so long that I don't even know when I started going through it. How about that? And it was only supposed to take a week. So you guys think you feel bad, and you've been going, and you might get information Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I get information every day, 5-10 times a day. Get ready. It's going to happen. It's going to this. It's going to that. So nobody has rode the ride that I have ridden. I can tell you that. And I'm ready to get off just like everybody else. But as I said earlier in the call, this is the smoothest it has been, and with us coming to the end of it and being over it, just because everything right now is so good for the people, for Iraq, for us. Things are just all heading in the right direction. So hopefully this is the last Thanksgiving that we go through. All right, thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Well, thanks.
Okay. 419, last on the list, we'll squeeze you in.
That's me again. Is there any chance of any bank?
Okay.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Is there any banks that would take, anybody? I've called a long time ago. I called banks in New York, Florida. If I knew somebody that actually knew, something in the bank and knew about this, maybe I'd take over some currency and they could float me a loan. But you know any banks like that?
No, but
not.
Did you hear the gentleman give the NACA.com source?
Yeah, I'll check it out.
All right, check that out. Maybe you can get some relief there.
Yeah, the situation, I don't think anything else is going to help unless I have hard cash in my hand. So,
All right. Good luck with it, sir. No, we don't know any bank to tell you right now that you can go do anything with. Maybe.
Okay.
We'll see what happens in the coming days. All right.
I was hoping tomorrow or today. Desperate. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right. We're at the bottom half of the hour. Let's put this one to bed.
All right, guys. Like I said, everything is actually good. I mean, the banks are excited. I am not. I'm sorry. I'm not excited about today. I am not excited about tomorrow. I just am not. I don't see it happening. But I am excited about where we are in the process. And I know, again, we're closer. Iraq is closer than they ever been, simply by the fact that they are broadcasting and educating the people every day. They're not only explaining what's going to happen, they are explaining to people why they did what they did with the rate, knowing that they had to do that to make today possible, and saying they accomplished their goal, that it did what it was supposed to do, that it saved the country, saved their economy, and now they're looking for better times. Politically, they are stable. No riots in the streets, was very little, but they're wanting jobs. They're not rioting about the government and the mismanagement because they see all of that changing. We're going in the right direction everywhere we look. So do what I'm going to do, guys. Enjoy the rest of your day, but please enjoy Thanksgiving with your family. Hopefully, God willing, it will be the last one you ever have like this, where they love you for who you are, because next one, they're just going to love you for how much money you have. So you better get that love while you can this time. But prepare them. Prepare them for what's about to happen for those who don't know and those who didn't believe you, those who said, hey, it's been 10 years. Tell them it's Thursday. It's Thanksgiving, Friday. Go spend $100 that will change your life. And if you don't like it, January, give it back. But spend $100 or spend $50. Because, $500,000 will change some people's lives. Convince them to just do that. Let them know to get it back. It would be the greatest gift you can give them with us being this close in time. So think about it. In the meantime, in between time, enjoy your day. That's what I'm going to do. Be super fantastic while you're doing it and share the super fantastic. All right. Hey, it was great seeing you guys in Zoom, too. I want you to know that. Had a good time yesterday. All right, Ray.
Okay, folks, that's going to do it for this Hump Day Wednesday. We wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
You to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
this.
Your storm is over. I feel it. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I feel it. You made it through it.
About your future.
To stop conference recording,
hello?
Press 1.
This is your private
banker. To return
banker.
To the conference,
it's
press
done.
Star.
It's finished.
What? Honey!
To stop conference recording, this session is no
it's
longer
done.
Being recorded.
It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
Your hump day Wednesday. This is 5 o'clock.